The king has come. Authority, rejection, and a call to respond. Hey friends, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today we're diving into Matthew chapter 21 and 22, a powerful moment in Jesus' ministry where things get real. The king enters Jerusalem, but not everybody welcomes him. Some cheer, some question, and others flat out reject him. This episode is about authority, rejection, and a call to respond. So grab your Bible, grab your journal, or just open your heart, and let's get into it. First, let's talk about the triumphal entry, Matthew 21, verse 1 through 11. Jesus is nearing the end of his earthly ministry, and he enters Jerusalem, not on a war horse, but on a donkey. Why? Because he's fulfilling prophecy. Matthew 21, verse 5, "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey." This moment fulfills Zechariah 9, verse 9, a prophecy made over 500 years before. The crowd shouts, "Hosanna," which means, "Save us now." They recognize him as the Messiah. But many expected a political deliverer, not a suffering servant. Now, think about this. Have you ever praised God for what you wanted him to do, only to struggle when his plan looked different? Jesus came to bring peace, not power, a kingdom of hearts, not thrones. Now let's talk about cleansing the temple. Matthew 21, verse 12 through 17. Jesus walks into the temple and flips tables. Why? Because the place meant for prayer had become a place of profit. Matthew 21, verse 13. "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making a den of robbers." This wasn't just anger, it was righteous zeal. Jesus was restoring purpose to the house of God. Now I want you to ask yourself, are there any areas in your life where God might be flipping tables right now? And he don't do that to shame us or embarrass us, but to purify us. The temple of God today is you and me. And he wants it to reflect his presence, not just our routine. Now let's talk about the withered fig tree and authority questioned. Matthew 21, verse 18 through 27. Jesus curses a fig tree, not because he's hangry, but because it's symbolic. It had leaves. It looked fruitful, but no figs. This is a picture of Israel's religious leaders, outward appearance, but no real fruit. Then the leaders confront Jesus. "But what authority are you doing these things?" Now, ask yourself this question. Are we bearing fruit or just the leaves? Jesus isn't impressed by our appearance. He's after authenticity. Now let's talk about the three parables of response. Matthew 21, verse 28. Chapter 22, verse 14. Jesus responds with three parables, each one revealing the heart of those rejecting him. First, the two sons. Chapter 21, verse 28 through 32. "My son says, no, but later denies or later obeys. The other one says yes, but doesn't act." Jesus' point, obedience matters more than lip service. The wicked tenants. Chapter 21, verse 33 through 46. Landowner sends tenants or servants, and finally his son to collect fruit. but they were all rejected and killed. This is a direct parable about Israel's rejecting their first prophets, and now the Son. Matthew 21, verse 42. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Now let's talk about the wedding banquet. Chapter 22, verse 1 through 14. A king invites guests to a wedding, but they ignore or mistreat the messengers. So he invites others from the streets. Yet one shows up without the right clothes, symbolizing those who want the benefits of the kingdom, but not the righteousness of the king. Now let's think about this one. Jesus is showing us the invitation is open, but it requires a response. It's not enough just to be invited. We have to be willing, surrendered, and clothed in Christ. Now let's talk about the challenge of the Pharisees. Matthew chapter 22, verse 15 through 46. The religious leaders now come with traps. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? Jesus responds brilliantly. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God's. What does that mean? You bear God's image, so give him your heart. Now let's talk about the greatest commandment. Jesus replies with what we all need to hear. Matthew 22, verse 37 through 39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. Whose son is the Messiah? Jesus asks them a question they can't answer, revealing that they know the scriptures but don't know him. Jesus walked into Jerusalem not just to fulfill prophecy, but to confront the hearts of those people and these chapters. And ask yourself these questions. Are you welcoming him or rejecting him? Are you just watching or truly responding? Do you look faithful, fruitful, or are you just bearing real fruit? Jesus invites us to more than religion. He invites us to relationship, repentance, and a life that reflects his kingdom. Let's finish this out with prayer. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, not just as king, but as savior. Help us not just shout Hosanna when things are good, but to follow you when things get hard. Cleanse our hearts like you cleanse the temple. Root out anything that keeps us from bearing fruit. May we not just hear the invitation, but respond with surrender. Teach us to love you with all our hearts and to love others with your compassion. We don't want to fake it. We want to follow you for real. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Bible Study with Chris J. This episode touched you in any way. Share it with somebody. Like it, comment, leave your response. Prayer request down below. God bless you. Remember, as I always say, stay rooted in his word. Stay prayed up. Stay praised up. God bless you and have a great day.